This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today approved the electronics component manufacturing scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronics supply chain. Briefing media New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the electronics sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said electronics production has grown 5 times with a rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witnessed growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in these years.
Electronics manufacturing is somewhere around $120 billion. $120 billion ko double karna hai, that is our immediate goal. And by 2030-31, we want to reach $500 billion. Current 25 lakh employment hai electronics manufacturing mein. Usko 60 lakh ki taraf le jane ka bhi isme target hai.
The minister said funding worth over 22,000 crore rupees will be provided for the electronics component manufacturing scheme. He said this will generate direct employment of over 91,000 and many indirect jobs. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that cabinet has approved inclusion of Kosi Mechi Interstate Link Project of Bihar under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program PMKSY AIBP. The minister said the project will provide over 2,10,000 hectares additional annual irrigation in Kharif season in Araria, Purnia, Kishanganj and Katihar districts of Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers.
किसानों के हित के लिए एक और बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया है. डीएपी का प्राइस 1350 रुपए पर 50 केजी बैग रहे, इसके लिए भारत सरकार 37,216 करोड़ रुपीस की सब्सिडी का भार सहन करेगी, लेकिन किसानों के ऊपर भार नहीं जाने देगी. इससे बहुत सारे करोड़ों किसानों को इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा. इस खरीफ सीजन का एस्टिमेट है 180 लाख मेट्रिक टन का टोटल एस्टिमेटेड कंजम्पशन होगा इस खरीफ सीजन में, और 37,216 करोड़ का इसका सब्सिडी का बिल.
The minister also informed that the government has approved the construction of 4-lane greenfield and brownfield Patna Ara Sasaram corridor having the length of 120.10 kilometers in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has approved 2% DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India first has become the mantra of the country's foreign policy, and now New Delhi is not just participating in the world order but also contributing to shaping and securing the future. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi today. He said that earlier India's foreign policy was to maintain distance from everyone, but now it is to work together with everyone. The Prime Minister said that India has prioritized humanity over monopoly and paved the way for the creation of a global institution of the 21st century, ensuring equal participation.
अतीत में दुनिया ने देखा है कि दूसरे विश्व युद्ध के बाद जब भी कोई वैश्विक संगठन बना उसमें कुछ देशों की ही मोनोपोली रही. भारत ने मोनोपोली नहीं बल्कि मानवता को सर्वोपरि रखा. भारत ने 21वीं सदी के ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशन के गठन का रास्ता बनाया, और हमने ध्यान रखा कि सबकी भागीदारी हो, सबका योगदान हो. जैसे प्राकृतिक आपदाओं की चुनौती है, देश कोई भी हो, इन आपदाओं से इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को भारी नुकसान होता है.
Several people have feared dead after two back-to-back massive earthquakes of magnitude 7.7 and 6.4 on the Richter scale jolted Myanmar today. The massive quakes, whose epicenter was near Sargyang, led to the collapse of the iconic Awa Bridge in country's Mandalay, reportedly collapsed into the Irrawaddy River and several buildings. Strong tremors also felt around 900 kilometers away in Thailand's capital Bangkok, forcing people to run out of their homes. People from several buildings were evacuated as they swayed due to the impact of the quake. Prime Minister of Thailand, P. Shinawatra, has declared a state of emergency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the earthquakes which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.